This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 4. Finding My Identity. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his Son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you want to be when you grow up? Maybe you heard this question as a child or a teenager. Our responses usually focus on some kind of career path or occupation. And as we grow older, we realize that we need some kind of work or career to help us with the costs of living. Yet consider the nuance of the question. It doesn't ask, what do you want to do? It asks, what do you want to be? Being has to do with our essence, our character, our identity. And in God's economy, being goes ahead of doing. We are so that we can do. The Apostle Paul opens his letter to the Romans with a defining statement. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. On the face of it, this statement addresses the question, who am I? Yet looking deeper, we can see that it's more about, whose am I? Paul's identity is inseparable from his relationship with Jesus. Paul identifies himself as a servant, or more precisely, a bond servant of Christ Jesus. In essence, Paul belongs to Jesus, his Redeemer, who called and commissioned him. He no longer lives to please and serve himself, but to please and serve the one who has rescued him. This radical Christ-centeredness is the character that every believer takes on. Like Paul's, our identity becomes inseparable from our transformative relationship with Jesus Christ. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, guide us to be anchored in your love and to discover our true identity in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.